Yeah, I guess you go in eyes wide open, really wide open.
What I really like about these guys, and I think I've said this a number of times, when I did my first on-site with him, and I went to his office and I saw that line of 3-inch binders across the back of his office, I said, what's that? He said, that's one deal. And they go through each one of those binders, and what he does is what kind of the example that he showed, finds something and it has something that somebody has missed, and they find it, and they realize it's got more value than what it's, and they go after it.
Now,
He's good.
I heard him say that if the earlier you get in, there's a discount. That's on the
management fee.
Yeah, 20% discount.
The call now operators are standing by.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny, on the management fee, because the way these deals are structured, they have to return all your capital and all your management fees. I really view the management fee not as a fee necessarily, but as a loan.
Yeah.
If the fund is successful, that's just a loan to the operating company that they have to return to you. They only get that fee, really,
so
if it's unsuccessful. That's what they keep if the deal goes south. So we get a discount on that, which is great. But the carried interest above 9% instead of 8% is really the kicker.
We're the only 1937 Act, and from what I could tell, the only California pension. But that's...
No, that's city, Los Angeles City.
Oh, city, okay. But anyway.
Just out of curiosity, do you guys report on the strategy right now, or is it just they know everything anyway?
The memo that we drafted to the board is a public document. So everything that's embodied in that memo is publicly available.
Okay.
One of the limitations of our structure.
Jim, with regards to the discount, possible proposal to them is that the amount of the discount gets added to the 9% as a hurdle rate. And then that, therefore, is not, we're not really losing the benefit of the discount.
Mm. Well, we're not really losing the benefit of the discount anyway. I mean, that's money that's
we can
be deployed elsewhere in the interim. But yeah, the PPM, the private placement memorandum, is fully baked. It's those types of things are difficult to change at this point. We can take a look at that for the next one.
Okay. So, what do you need? A motion?
Need a motion? Need a second? Need a vote?
I'll make the motion for 75.
Second. Subject to standard due diligence.
Standard due diligence. And we're going to do an on-site?
Yeah, so maybe one second on the on-site. We have put a placeholder on the on-site for October 13th.
The Tuesday.
So the same time as the conference.
We would do it the morning. The conference is a dinner, and then the conference is the next day. So it would be the morning of the day of the dinner.
Yeah.
So we'd be flying out to New York on Monday, do the on-site Tuesday morning, and then do the conference the next day.
Okay.
We pack them in.
I'm already out there, by the way.
Yeah,
so
you'll go.
I'm good at
I want to do the on-site, but I
yeah, Scott.
I'll hold back unless there's somebody else that wants to go.
Okay, let's kind
of. I was signed up to go, and then I decided not to, so if you want that slot.
Yeah, well, I did the same thing. I was signed up to go for the conference, and then I've got something that popped up, but I can do the on-site and just fly out that night or the next morning.
Let's do the vote first.
And yeah.
The possibility there won't be a need for an on-site
vote.
any comments or questions with regard to the motion?
They've got a board meeting the 16th, so.
Uh-huh. Okay. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Okay.
Thank you.
And you can work out with Tim as far as who can or would like to attend the on-site. Okay.